What's going on, everybody? I'm Mara.
And I'm Taz.
And welcome back to Sisters Who Kill. You know, I don't even know what to say to introduce this episode. Maybe like mind your business. Don't get in other people's drama. Don't be pulling up at nobody's place. All of the above.
Shout out to AstroPro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with some samples. Me and pollen been fighting my whole life. Every time the season changed, that pollen is ready for another round, and spring is making her way. This year, when the pollen starts turning all the cars yellow, I'm going to be ready. AstroPro is the first of its kind nasal allergy spray. It is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray, and it starts working in 30 minutes while other allergy sprays take hours. AstroPro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. And AstroPro delivers full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny itchy nose, and the sneezing. If you're anything like me, don't walk. Run to AstroProAllergy.com for a discount so you can get AstroPro and go today. You don't have to suffer. You can get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with AstroPro. A-S-T-E-P-R-O Allergy.com. It's faster, bro. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
Our players this week are Rose Tia Smith, our victim, Tiffany Allen, Rose Tia's friend, and Sanika's sister, Sanika Tate, Tiffany's sister, LaShawn Catlin, LaQuinta's friend, and LaQuinta Turk, our murderess. LaQuinta Denise Turk was born in 1987, and I'm sorry, y'all, we don't have a whole bunch of background on her. I know that she was 23 at the time of this story. I know that she lived in Birmingham, Alabama. I know that she ain't had no kids. I know she ain't been to jail. I also know that she had a permit to carry, you know? That's all I got. Here's the thing. LaQuinta, she's got this friend named LaShawn. LaShawn used to date Pappy when they were in high school. And I'm positive that they were continuing to mess around because it's hard to leave your high school crush, especially when y'all go different places. Y'all still be trying to come back to each other. You know how that shit go. But the Pappy, he wasn't a Pappy when they was together, but he became a Pappy because he started messing around with this girl named Shanika. Now, Shanika Tate has a sister named Tiffany, and Shanika is enjoying her life, got her a new baby daddy. She is living in Birmingham, having a good time. She just birthed this baby, and her sister Tiffany is really excited because I get to be an auntie. I'm really excited. I just went to go see some babies the other day, and I was like, oh, this is a beautiful thing. Like, people really be making humans out here. It's really amazing to me. Since I don't have kids, I really be like, wow, you did this. You made a human successfully. But here's the thing. Tiffany's sister, Shanika, got a baby by this man. And LaShawn is very upset about it. So LaShawn back and talking shit with all of her friends. I can't believe that this girl, Shanika, think that she better than everybody else because she got a baby by my man. Don't you know that's my man anyways? And her ugly ass sister, I beat her ass too. And Tiffany like, why? I'm in it. But what you're not finna do is talk about my sister or my new niece or nephew. Don't even know if it's a niece or a nephew. What you're not finna do is talk about my sister, and you're not finna talk about my new... What is a general term for niece and nephew?
I call them nibblings.
No, there's nibblings is when they're siblings.
No, like that's what we call our niece and nephew together. Oh, those are our nibblings.
No, that doesn't make sense. They're nibblings to each other. I don't think that's a... Is that what people use? Is that a common thing? Now I'm going to keep it in and see what people say. That's how far removed the baby is from this story. Don't know if it was a niece or nephew, but you're not going to talk about this new baby that's in my family. LaQuinta, her and her friends got everything to say to Tiffany, calling up Tiffany's phone. And Tiffany's like, listen, I don't know what the beef is that you got with my sister, but you're not going to get to her. How about that? So one day,
Tiffany is minding her business. She's at her dad's house. I don't know if she lived there, but she was at her dad's house. And she was hanging out with her friend, Tia.
Rose Tia D. Smith was born in 1986 to her parents, Michelle Simmons and Reginald Smith. It didn't really work out between Michelle and Reginald. He moved on to be with Bernita Hell, who played the role of stepmom to Rose Tia grown up. Rose Tia also had five other siblings. There was Jermichael Collins. There was Reginald Smith Jr. There was Shemarcus Robinson, Robin Hell, and Shamisha Hell.
Them some strong names. Them names go to church every Sunday. And them girls are wearing skirts to their ankles. And them boys are wearing are suited and booted. Do you hear me? Them some names.
Shemichael.
We do this episode, I mean, we do this podcast, and I always think that when I have kids that I want to name them something really exotic and something fun. And, no, you know, I don't know, like, I got a list. Them.
It's a line.
You wild. But then I'd be like, Reginald, Shemarcus. Good country.
You are not looking at Shemarcus.
Jerome.
Rose Tia was known for her sense of humor and how devoted she was to her kids. She had three sons. The oldest was only 7 years old. Her youngest was 7 months old. Fairly young kids. Their names were Christopher, David, and Braylon Smith. Her boyfriend at the time was named Cameron Marshall. From what it seems like, I don't think he's the biological father of these kids. But this was her nigga at the time.
No, you don't think so?
I don't think they was his kids or her kids.
You don't think those were his kids?
I don't think all of them were his. It's possible that at least one of them was his.
One out of three? She's only 23. Them his kids. Ain't no way. Okay, you might be right. I don't know. What do I know?
What do I know, you know? It's July 23rd, 2009, and Rose Tia's hanging out with her homegirl, Tiffany Allen. Tiffany and Tia, they go way back. They've been friends for a while. So they're hanging out together, and Tiffany's there with her sister, Shanika Tate. Shanika had recently had a baby, right? The story goes, Tiffany's sister, Shanika, her baby daddy is the pappy, right? Well, in high school, the pappy was dating this girl named LaShawn Catlin, okay? Don't know how long they stayed together. So it's been some time since high school, but maybe they were still in love. Maybe they still kicking it from time to time, whatever. But LaShawn is, I guess, hung up on the pappy in some capacity and is mad that Tiffany's sister, Shanika, has had a baby by him. So the girls are sitting at the house and Tiffany's phone rings. And Rose Tia can hear, like, some loud talk coming from the other side of the phone. Tiffany answered. She like, hello? And it was like, bitch, your sister done got pregnant by the pappy, and now, da-da-da-da, I got all types of shit to say. I'm fucking mad because what the fuck? Don't know if the part that's super unclear, which makes the story a tinge confusing, is what is the relationship between LaShawn and Tiffany? Does she owe you anything? Are you just calling up some girl because y'all went to high school together? Or was y'all friend? Like, I just don't understand. If your nigga got pregnant by this girl or your ex nigga got pregnant by this girl, what that girl got to do with you? Unless y'all was friends, what the fuck she got to do with you? Don't know. It ain't clear.
23 years old is still not old enough to have outgrown the mess.
I have never been a mess type of girl.
I've never been a messy girl, but, you know, like, remember, I hate to bring this person up again, but remember Redacted Number One's wife ruined my car when I was 25? She was 23, though. You never know. People be messy. Some people just really enjoy being the, oh, we ride? Okay, bet.
Nope, not me. At this point, they was like, you know, let's just settle this face to face.
So the girls call, hey, we try to pull up just to have a conversation. And here's the thing, like, Tia was like, this really sounds like a setup. You gonna let somebody come meet at your house? Y'all not trying to meet at a public place? Like, what are you really trying to do? And so Tia's man, his name is Cameron. Cameron pulls up, time to pick up his woman. Got your kids in the back, let's go. Cameron gets in the passenger side, Tia gets in the driver's side. And she tells her, girl, make sure you meet these girls in a public place. Now, she knew where the girls were. So she decides, you know, I'm just going to ride by and see what they're doing. I think curiosity got the best of her. I'm just going to ride by and see what they're doing. So Tia pulls up. She pulls around, sees them. She pulls around again. She does like a double back. And then she kind of chills for a little while. And then Tia, like me, can't keep that mouth closed. Tia pulls up and she starts cussing them out. Fuck y'all bitches. Y'all think y'all gonna get one up on Tiffany? You not weak ass bitches trying to fight bitches. And they was like, excuse me, what? Oh, you here for us? Bet. They come up to the door. Tia is still in the car. Like, she ain't got out the car. Her window is just down. And LaShawn, she starts beating up Tia, fighting her through the window. Boom, 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 boom. Now, LaQuinta, remember, LaQuinta, she has a permit for her gun. She had her gun with her. But she takes her gun out her waistband. She holds her gun behind her back because she was like, I don't really know these people. I don't know what they got. You know, I'm not really fighting, but let's see what's up. Boom, boom, boom. They're fighting, cussing each other out. All types of bitches and hoes. Fuck this. Cameron in the passenger seat like, yo, what the fuck is happening? We got the kids in the car. Y'all out here trying to fight and shit. And then Cameron like looks down a little bit, probably for nothing. But LaQuinta, she gets scared. She's spooked. And she's like, oh, shit. He's reaching for a gun. And so when she, in her mind, told herself that Cameron was reaching for a gun, she pulls her gun from behind her back and points it at Tia. Cameron, in a split second, sees the gun. And he's like,
Tia, gun.
He was like, before I could even get it out, all I heard was boom. And there was instantly blood everywhere. LaQuinta shot Tia once in the head at a very close range. Everybody's freaking out. Now, Cameron, he's in the passenger seat, and Tia's foot is on the gas, so he is, like, steering from the passenger seat until he gets them further enough away that he can pull Tia, put her in the passenger seat so that he can get in the car and drive to the hospital. The kids are in the car, and they pull the car into UAB Hospital. Now, when he pulls up, obviously everybody at the hospital is like, can you tell us anything that's happened? Can you tell us what happened? He's trying to tell the hospital staff what happened. The hospital staff ends up calling the police because obviously this is a woman that got shot in the head with her children in the backseat, and everybody seems distraught. Cameron then calls up the rest of Rose Tia's family, her sister, her dad, her family members, and they come to the hospital while they wait on the detectives to get there. Detective Cynthia Morrow was one of the detectives assigned to the case. The crime scene was at the hospital, so that's where they went. When they were at the hospital, they found out that Tia did die of her injuries, but it was no surprise because of how close she was shot. The responding officers tell Detective Cynthia that the victim was shot once in the head through the driver's side with her boyfriend and her three children in the car. They said, no question about it, this was a homicide. So the first thing they do is they search the vehicle. Of course, there's blood everywhere. There's brain matter everywhere. But there's one thing they could never find, and that was any type of weapon in Rose Tia's car, on Rose Tia's person, or on Cameron's person.
So Detective Mike Allison interviewed Rose Tia's boyfriend and her oldest son. He was the lead detective on this case. So the 7-year-old, he's at the station with his aunt. He's getting interviewed by the detectives. Detective was like, hey, so tell me, buddy, what did you see? And he says, we pulled up to the parking lot. My mom and these women started arguing. He was like, what were they saying? He was like, they were saying bad words. And what was your mom saying? She was saying bad words, too. And then he says two or more women came up to his mom's window, the driver's side window, and they start hitting her. Through the window, she's hitting back. He was like, they was fighting. And did you hear a gunshot? And the boy says, no. And he was like, you didn't hear it? He said, no, I knew she was shot because I seen the gun and the bullet landed on my shoe, which is like too close, too close, too close.
The detectives were all messed up by that. Like, what, kid?
Right. He was like, your shoe? He was like, yeah, landed on top of my shoe. That is insane. You know, he says that he was the only child awake in the backseat. You know, the other two brothers, they didn't see it, but he was there at witnessing the whole thing happen. Next, they interview Cameron. They was like, okay, Cameron, tell us about tonight. What were y'all doing? Cameron's like, we was headed home from a friend's house when Tia decided she was going to pull over because she seen these women that she recognized. And the detective's like, who are the women? He says, I don't got no idea. I've never seen them in my life. And he was like, did Rose Tia know the women? He was like, I don't really think so. Like, he's like, I don't know what any of this is about. He was like, so you didn't know that they were going to fire her? He said, in the car is me, her, and three children. What the fuck we look like going to fight four girls? Which I thought was an excellent question. He was like, when Rose Tia pulls over, she immediately starts arguing with these people. And eventually they get out the car, and the girls run up on a car. And next to the driver's side, Rose Tia's sitting. And they just start, you know, going in on her, and she going back. So then he says, the dark-skinned girl hit her in the face, and the light-skinned girl stood back a bit. So the dark-skinned girl is either LaShawn or one of LaShawn's friends. The light-skinned girl is LaQuinta, okay? He says the light-skinned girl stood back a little bit, and then she pointed, quote, something black in her hand towards the car. He says that's when he realizes what it is. He says, Tia, gun. He tells the detectives, I'm grabbing the steering wheel from the passenger side, you know, trying to get out of there. And then next thing I know, I look at Tia and she's bleeding everywhere. The detectives, of course, are very motivated to find out who was responsible for this because it feels pretty senseless. We've yet to have even a kind of good reason as to why this is happening. We got to figure out what's going on. The detective had to work too hard because the next day, Tiffany comes down to the station saying she want to talk to the detective. So the detectives are like, all right, girl, tell us what you know. What? We're kind of out of answers. People who there don't really know why they there. So why was they there? And we don't know who the other half was. What can you tell us? And she was like, earlier that day, LaShawn calls my phone mad about her ex having a baby by my sister. So we were arguing on the phone, and then they said they wanted to talk in person. So she was like, so then we all agreed to meet at my dad's house. On the way over there, they called and they asked for directions, and Tia had left. And she says, I guess Tia seen them pulled over and pulled up. That's what the argument was about. The detectives were like, well, can you tell us who the other people who were there? And she says, sure can. And provides all their names. And one of the questions that the detectives asked, they were like, well, can you explain to us how Rose Tia was involved in this situation? Like, you know, you mentioned in LaShawn and your sister, where does Rose Tia fit in? And she said, she don't, really. And so she was like, so does Rose Tia know those girls? And she was like, nope. And they was like, do they know Rose Tia? She was like, no. She's like, they was on the way to my dad's house, and Rose Tia probably saw them pulled over, and yeah. But she was like, but that's who? She was like, that's what was there, so that's who you should look into. So the next morning, two of the women who were in the car came into the police station voluntarily. Both of them have the same story as Tiffany. You know, they say the reason they were pulled over is because they got lost. They were calling and asking for direction, and that's when Rose Tia pulls up in the parking lot. They don't know Rose Tia. Rose Tia don't know them. But I guess Rose Tia knew that they was headed over there, and they looked probably lost or whatever. Rose Tia might have even called Tiffany and said, is this what this girl looked like or whatever, whatever. However, Rose Tia knew it was them, she did, and she pulled up. And they said Rose Tia was the one who started yelling at them first. She pulled up on them. It was like, you know, Rose Tia was calling us all types of bitches and hoes. We got out the car, ran over. We start fighting through the window. LaShawn's saying that she fought through the window, and the car starts to move a little bit like she about to take off. Then that's when there was a shot. The other friend says that the girl was driving a car with LaShawn fighting through it, like she was about to drag LaShawn, and then a gun went off. So the detective was like, tell me this. When did you see the gun? And she says, I ain't seen a gun. He was like, listen, don't tell me you ain't seen a gun, because I got a 7-year-old boy who just watched his mama's brains get blown out of her head because he was sitting in the back seat. So I don't have time for your lies. I ain't about to sit here and play these games with you. So I'm gonna ask you again. When did you see the gun? She said, my eyes was closed, so when I heard the shot, it's kind of scared me. And she said, that's when, you know, I turned around and my friend, she had the gun, and that was the first time I had seen it. She's like, I didn't even know we was pulling up with the shit, you know? She says, after that happens, everybody gets back in the car, and the friend says, I probably shot the girl. And that's when they really, like, oh, girl. So they was like, so the detective said, so who's your friend? And that's when she said, LaQuinta. So now the detectives have a named shooter, right? Before it was these four girls, but now it's LaQuinta, right? And the detectives are sitting there like, the more information they get, the more senseless it is. Like, of course, all these killings are senseless, but like, this is so what? You know, like, it can't make sense if you try. At least some of these women we can come to an understanding with, like, okay, I see, but like,
I see the drama, but both of y'all were like side characters to this drama. Not right. Even, y'all shouldn't have been on the players list right. Of this drama.
The people who are the argument are really now playing the background. The fuck? You know, the detective is asking both of these women, like, did y'all think this through? And they like, doing this, killing people over a boy? And she was like, thought we was gonna have words. Maybe fight. Ain't nobody was supposed to die. So the detectives are like, all right, we got a name. Let's look LaQuinta up. And she has no criminal background. But they do have an address for her job. So they go up there and they arrest her on site. Ooh, I would hate to get arrested at my job and walked out like that. I'm just like, I was like, can we please do this outside?
What for?
And the answer is going
to be, you ain't coming back,
no.
Baby.
No.
You ain't coming back. You're arrested for murder. And they going to say it, too. Hello, you're arrested for the murder of Rostia. Please put your hands around your back. Everything you say can and will. Like, what? Fuck your job. You ain't coming back. You quit. LaQuinta comes in. They speak to her. And in her interview, she didn't try to lie. She didn't try to make up any type of grand story. She confirmed everything that the detectives already knew. She said that she always carried her gun, especially because she moved out of her parents' house. She was living on her own for the first time. And they in Birmingham, Alabama, like... That's Force 48 territory. So, of course, she made sure that she was protected while she was there. And the gun went everywhere with her. And that day was absolutely no different. So they said, why did you shoot her? I looked and they were fighting and I saw him reach for something. I don't know what it was, but he reached for something. And I got scared and I shot. And the detectives kind of just looked at her. After she said that she shot, she just started crying. Like, she couldn't believe, like, I don't even know this person. How in the world did I get into this predicament? And they're like, listen, I'm gonna need you to keep talking and give me something, because her children were in the back seat. They have mommy's brain matter all over them. You need to tell me something. And then she just kind of pauses and is like, oh, I know her kids were in the car. And then she just breaks down. And she's like, I don't want to talk anymore. I don't want to talk anymore. Yeah, girl. That was the perfect time to stop talking. You should have stopped talking earlier, because lawyer up. What she was standing on. I saw him reach for something and I thought he had a gun and he could have shot us. Now, LaQuinta was arrested and charged with capital murder after this interview. She was given a bond and she actually did bond herself out. By herself, shout out to a working lady, and she was out until she decided that she was going to take that shit to trial, bitch. Take that shit to trial, bitch. Take that shit to trial, bitch. Take that shit to trial. This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms. If you're listening to this episode right now, you have literally a week. 1 week before our Squarespace website launches, and we have been working so hard on it. I cannot wait for you all to see it. And there are so many reasons why we use Squarespace as the place to create our wonderful, beautiful, exciting website that you will get to see in 1 week. Number one, Fluid Engine. It was so easy to create our custom website. If we didn't know how to create something on our own, we were able to use the website templates that Squarespace already had. They were beautiful. They're all customizable. You can make it your own. Number two, Analytics. Tazzy wants to know who's coming to the website, when, how long, where you've been. And the analytics give you all the details that you need so that you can understand your audience and understand what they like, they don't like, so that you can keep pushing forward. And most importantly, and I know you all have been waiting for it, the online store. Sell your merch, sell your products, sell your courses, do whatever you want to do, make your money. And people aren't going to take you seriously if you ain't got a website. So make your website with squarespace.com. So go on over to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch your amazing, awesome, creative website, go to squarespace.com/sisters to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's right, squarespace.com/sisters, so you can save money while you're making money.
All this prepping for the live show, you know what Mariah and I don't have? Time. We have been working the long shift. It's hard to find time for anything, let alone a good meal. That's why we've been so grateful for Green Chef. We save so much time because now we don't have to think about what we're going to cook. Green Chef is now owned by HelloFresh, which means a wider menu. Now there are over 80 different meal options for you to choose from, or you can just put in your food preferences and it'll pick some tasty meals for you. Mariah's been testing out this new gluten-free thing, and she loves how easily she can just filter to the specific meals that fit her new diet. Now, me personally, I love that I don't have to go to the grocery store. I hate grocery shopping. With Green Chef, it's super convenient. They just deliver right to your door because I don't have what? Time. But overall, I think my favorite part is that the ingredients are actually healthy and they're actually fresh. You've got antibiotic and hormone-free chicken. They don't use any artificial colors or high fructose corn syrup. And it's all organic fruits and vegetables. So now I can really feel good about what I'm putting into my body. But as LeVar Burton says, don't take my word for it. Go to greenchef.com/60sisters and use code 60sisters to get 60% off. Plus you get 20% off for the next 2 months. That's greenchef.com/60sistas and use the code 60sistas to get 60% off and 20% off of the next 2 months of the number one meal kit for eating well.
Now, Rocia's funeral was held on August 1st, 2009 at the Olivet Monumental Baptist Church. Verse 48 did cover this story, so you can watch it, you know, wherever you watch your Verse 48. Tia's sister was on there and she was talking about her sister and leaving those poor boys behind. She said, "The best thing I can do for my sister is help my daddy take care of these boys so they can have a better life than she did, because that's what she would want." At the trial, Circuit Judge Tommy Nail presided over the case. That doesn't sound like a name you want judging your fate. LaQuince's defense was that she acted out of self-defense. She couldn't be sure that Cameron, remember, that's Rostia's boyfriend, she couldn't be sure that he had a gun. And she was like, "He reached down for something. I know what it's like in Alabama. I was just trying to keep myself from being killed." They were like, "Well, did you hear him say anything? Did you hear him say, 'Back up, I got a gun, I'm going to shoot'?" And she was like, "No, I didn't hear him say anything, but he reached under the seat and he had came up like, he got something from underneath the seat." And she said in court, quote, "I was not sure if it was a gun or not." Now, her lawyer, Daryl Bender, says that she is a good, decent young lady, and she was just put in a position that she didn't ask for. But you did ask for it because you went up to somebody else's fight.
Had nothing to do with you.
Girl, fuck that girl and her baby daddy. I would have told her, girl, be happy that you are not the baby mama, okay?
Let's go about our business. We in Magic City. Let's go out. Like, come on now. The prosecution was persistent. They said, listen, Rose Tia was killed by LaQuinta, and LaQuinta did it on purpose. This is not about, oh, she was scared. This is not about self-defense. She brought a gun to a fist fight, and thus tragedy has resulted. What Glow say? Don't run up on that bitch. She a head case. All she do is shoot. You can't bring a gun to a fist fight. You got to know who you fucking with. Now, LaShawn, she testified at the trial. And they asked her, what did you expect was going to happen when y'all decided that y'all were going to go and talk to Tiffany? Because they weren't there to talk to Tia. And she said, I thought we'd argue. I thought maybe we'd fight. That's about it. Didn't expect anybody to get killed. One of the other girls that was there, her name was Tasha. Tasha said when they were fighting, the car was trying to pull off. So LaShawn kind of got drugged a little bit by the car because they were fighting through the window. Tasha also backed up her friend's story. And they said, I saw Cameron reach under his seat. And it shook them. Like, you know, people reach under their seat. You never know what they're going to get. And It really was the fact that they were scared that maybe Cameron had something and he was going to shoot them. So Cameron does get up and testify. He talks about the last moments of Rose Tia's life. He talks about how he saw LaQuinta pull the gun from behind her, and he tried to yell to Tia that the girl had a gun. But before he could say anything, she was already shot in the head. He wasn't even sure if she was dead or alive at that moment. He just knew that she was hit, and they needed to get away from the scene so that he could make sure that she was taken care of and take her to the hospital. It was a rough couple of days in court, and the jury decides that they're going to go out and deliberate. When they come back, they find LaQuinta, you guessed it, child, guilty, but not a first-degree murder. They did convict her of a lesser charge of reckless murder. And so she got ready for sentencing. Her sentencing took place on October 8th, 2010, and she was sentenced to 18 years in prison. She is very much still in prison to this day, if you were wondering. And she did try to appeal her conviction, but she is still in prison at the Julia Tutwill Prison for Women in Wetumpka, Alabama. And she will not be released until August 27th, 2028.
That ain't too far away at this point.
I know. That's a lot. You don't even know this, girl. Like, what kind of...
You know, sometimes you gotta, like, really say shit out loud. And, like, if you said that out loud, would you have still made that decision? Me and my friend about to fight this girl because my friend fought with this nigga and this nigga got this girl sister pregnant. Everything is so far removed from you. It's sounding a whole lot of, like, not your business.
That's so far out of needing to be anybody's business that I literally zoned out when you just said it. Like, that's how you should not be wanting to be a part of it.
This case in particular did spark some conversation about gun laws in Alabama because she did have a concealed carry permit. There was like, see, that type of stupid shit goes on. And people are like, guns don't kill people, people kill people. Which, I mean, at the end of the day is true, but does that mean we should regulate what people get guns? Because everybody's not going to make the best decision. I think, like, just young people be so happy to get a gun and be like, I wish a nigga tried me. I can carry. And it's like, okay, you sure was allowed to carry, and you gonna carry that sentence too.
That is the story of LaQuinta Turk. All right, y'all, it's time for...
Well, I'm not black. I'm OJ.
I didn't do it, but if I did, this is how I would have got away with it.
Okay.
I ain't do it, but if I did, I wouldn't have done it. Like, I wouldn't have been in nobody fight. I wouldn't have been beating nobody ass. I wouldn't have been pulling my gun out at a fist fight.
I'd have been on the other side of that phone like, girl, what?
Like, girl, we're not finna go fight this girl. You sure you want to do that?
Pappy said, what? Girl, fuck that nigga.
Fuck that nigga. He got a baby now? Girl, we are 23 years old. We ain't got no kids. It's time to go outside. It's time to go outside. This case is crazy.
Yeah, I ain't do it, but if I did, not fighting somebody else's battle. And I damn sure ain't gonna fight it with a gun. Like, maybe if it's 4-on-4, maybe at that age, if you was my best good homegirl and it's 4v4, I'm gonna be there so they don't jump you.
Right.
Am I shooting people at this point?
Am I pulling out my gun? I bought this gun to protect myself so that I can, you know, walk to my apartment at night after my shift and feel okay.
If you felt like it was a situation where you need to pull a gun out, then that was a situation where you should have left. Y'all got out your car. Rostia never even got out the car.
No. She was still, I don't know if she was buckled up, but she was still in the front seat. Car, not in park.
Y'all could have just gone.
Exactly. I ain't do it, but if I did, I would have told no. Like, all of this, even Rostia, like, I know she was trying to look out for her girl when she was like, you know, this sounds like a setup, girl. Make sure, you know, make sure that's taken care of. But also, like, girl, fuck that girl. The baby is here. Your sister is happy. Fuck what them girls got to say.
Right.
She took a girl away from three of her kids. That baby had his mama's bullet on his foot.
And that's the craziest part about it. And he's 7. He's gonna remember that.
Forever. Forever. Parole or no parole?
But she there now. She at the finish line.
Yeah, she might as well do her years. I do get reckless murder instead of first degree.
Yeah.
Especially because, like, it wasn't premeditated. Like, I genuinely don't think that she went there thinking that she was going to have to kill somebody.
Yeah.
Or wanting to kill somebody.
I think the jury made the right decision.
Yeah. But you needed to be locked up because them boys, them three little boys, no longer have a mother. That's wild.
Over a story you can't tell without somebody scratching their head.
Hurts my heart, honestly. This story is so stupid that it hurts my heart.
Yeah.
Because it don't make no sense. It don't make no sense. Yeah, I agree with you that the jury made the right decision on this one. Let us read some reviews and send this show to glory. Rise and shine and give God the glory, glory. Praise the living God. Praise the living God. You can leave us a review literally anywhere. Do that. Spotify, Apple, Pocket Cast, Google Podcasts, wherever you listen. Okay, leave us a 5-star and or written review if you can. We are so happy to read them, maybe a lot on the shows. Listen, I'm going to let y'all know how the review process goes. Taz and I sit here at the very end and we say, oh, we should look up a review. Then we scroll for 2 seconds and whichever one pops out to us, we will do. Literally, there's no science behind it. It doesn't mean we love you guys any less. You guys are all amazing. You're stars in our eyes. Stars. So many stars tonight. Anyways, leave us a review. This one is from Brandis. Brandeis, Brandis, Brandy. I'm sorry if I messed up your name. 5 stars. We famous. When I saw you guys on Tubi, I knew we had made it. I'm a huge fan and simply adore this show. I enjoy listening to educated Black ladies that are both personable and witty. I always ask people if they're really listening to true crime podcasts if they're not listening to Sisters Who Kill. I know that's right. Never change. I love you girls. From your best friend, Brandis. Brandeis. One of those are right. Who you had no idea was your best friend. Come on, bestie. I hope you at the live show so I can make sure I say your name right. I hope you a VIP so we can get a picture together.
This one says, love it. Well researched and I love their personalities. Thanks.
And Taz, don't be reading the long ones. All right, we have a live show coming up. Make sure that you check it out. March 23rd, it's happening. It's next week. I started having nightmares about it, so we're all good. People have been asking. They want to know if the show will be recorded, if they can get tickets to stream it. What's that answer?
Not at the moment.
It's looking like no.
The answer is no. Sisterswhokilllive.com. Sisterswhokilllive.com. You remember that commercial? Head on, apply directly to the forehead. Head on, apply directly to the forehead. Sisterswhokilllive.com. 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 Oh, it's going to be a Wang Dang Doodle. I can't wait to see you guys there.
Some of y'all still playing about making up your mind, talking about some I'm thinking about going.
All right.
It's going to be here. And you're going to be talking about, damn, I really wanted to have gone. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be too late.
And I'm not going to tell you nothing. I ain't got nothing to say to you then. Also, we are going to CrimeCon. Burr, 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 burr. So if you're into like all types of true crime, like you really be on IDTV and all you be watching is the scary shows about true crime things, maybe you want to come see us at CrimeCon because you will see a lot of fun things. Tess, tell them about CrimeCon.
We're going to be on Death Row selling merch.
Where?
CrimeCon's in Nashville this year, so that ought to be fun. Good old.
When?
May 31st through June 2nd.
Ooh, okay, I got a birthday in between there. That's coming up too. Alrighty, I guess that's it. Come see us at CrimeCon. If you want to get some discounted tickets, you can use the code. What's the code?
The code is SISTAS, SISTAS.
Sister, you've been on my mind. Anything else, friend?
Talk to us, we talk back.
Bye.